I think there's this idea that if you talk to children in a mature adult voice, those children tend to be more intelligent. But what if you mix that in with a softer tone and excitement? So, for example, when my son found his little airplane and he showed me where it was on his little parking garage, maybe I said something like, "Oh, wow, you found it." Or, maybe that's what I wanted to say, but I kind of just looked at it and was like, "Oh, that was back there." Something like that. Was that what he needed to hear? Could I even went a step further and said, "You found one of your airplanes. We haven't seen that one in a while. Good find. Wonder how it got back there." And kind of been more inquisitive and more interested and more engaged. Is that going to help me connect with him better? For him to feel safe and heard? I think so. How can I put that into an acronym, if you will? Listen to what he's saying. Observe how he's saying it. Visualize him finding it, or visualize his process or her process, depending on your situation, their process. Verbalize that you heard that, in that you're observing how excited he is from this experience of finding this toy he hasn't seen in a while. Verbalize how that might have went for him. Like, "Oh, so you went around the corner and you decided to look back here? Was that your intuition? That was back there?" Or were you just lucky? Or both? Or were you excited about playing with this toy again that you haven't played with for a while? Maybe it's a good idea if I move it out from this corner that it's in. Verbalize all that love and connect there with that. Verbalize to connect. And then energize. Energize the situation with love, which is the acronym. That's what I want to practice with him. Listen. Observe. Visualize and verbalize. And energize with love. Let's practice that, all of us. Listen, observe, visualize and verbalize, and energize with love.